Welcome back. And you may want to cover your ears. Yikes! Remember that sound? Well, it's not just an old dial-up modem connecting to the internet. It's a wormhole through cyberspace and time, linking the two main characters of the new book, The Future of Us, to their future selves through their Facebook pages, 15 years in the future.
Josh glances covertly around and then whispers, "After dinner, we should go to that website again."
"Fine," I say.
"Also, I was thinking we should have a code word for it so people don't know what we're talking about."
"How about Facebook? No one's heard of that."
Authors Carolyn Mackler and Jay Asher reading from their new book, The Future of Us. The novel takes place in 1996, just as the internet was taking off, and when Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was only 12 years old. And it asks the question, what can you learn from your future self, and do you really want to know? Jay Asher burst onto the young adult fiction scene in 2007 with his haunting debut novel, 13 Reasons Why, that took an unflinching look at teen suicide. He joins us from KCBX in San Luis Obispo, California. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Carolyn Mackler is an award-winning author of several young adult books, including Tangled, Gaiaholic, and Love and Other Four-Letter Words. She joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
And Jay, we had you on the show back when 13 Reasons Why crept its way onto the New York Times bestseller list and then sat there for over a year. Tell us, what gave you the idea for this new book?
Carolyn actually came to me asking if I would be interested in writing a book with her. And so that's where things actually started rolling. And then we spent several days brainstorming ideas. And then we hit on this one, which was the first idea any of us brought to the table that really intrigued both of us. And we saw lots of potential for conflict.
And the story's written in first person from the perspective of the two main characters, Josh and Emma, who are best friends in high school, and they've hit a rough patch over whether they should be more than friends. And, they're written in different voices. Did you write them each? Were you Josh, Jay, and were you Emma, Carolyn?
In the initial drafts, yeah, I took Josh's character and Carolyn took Emma's characters. But then we switched chapters and had free rein to edit each other's works without telling the other author what we were doing. And then we kept sending it back and forth. And I think that's why the book has kind of a fluid feel to it, which is what we wanted.
Now, in the book, once Josh and Emma realize they're looking into the future, they don't necessarily like what they see on Facebook. And Emma starts trying to tinker with things. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a problem. Emma sees her Facebook profile when she's 31 years old. She's, the character in 1996 is 16. And from these cryptic status updates on Facebook, it looks to Emma like she has a pretty miserable life to look forward to. She says her husband's not coming home and she has no career and 31 is too young to have nothing going on in her life. And it's very depressing. And so young Emma thinks, well, if I can see that now, then I could change it. And that's a pretty dangerous road to go down, because what does Facebook status updates really tell us about how we're doing?
And Josh and Emma are both surprised and somewhat horrified that people are even posting so much information about themselves, personally information online. Jay, what do you want teens reading this book to take away from that?
We didn't think too much about any messages as we were writing, but then sometimes we would hit little spots where we were seeing Facebook from our character's eyes, from 1996 eyes. And that's when Carolyn and I both went, yeah, it is kind of weird how much we share. And it made us kind of a little more aware as we were writing our Facebook statuses.
And if we saw ourselves 15 years ago, if we saw ourselves, what would we think about what we said? And would we want to make changes in our life based on what we said on Facebook?
We wondered what your 16-year-old selves would think of your Facebook pages today. So we went and had a look. And Carolyn, yours is more or less blocked. That's probably a smart move. But Jay, we saw that you like the bands Def Leppard, Buffalo Tom, and the film The Goonies. So not much changing from your teen years there, I bet. But also you liked Selena Gomez, the teen actress, and that you were an author. Jay, first, how do you think 16-year-old Jay would view all of that?
I think he would think it was awesome that I was still into The Goonies and Def Leppard. But a lot of things on there as well would be surprising. My son's just going to be turning 1 year old, and I would be probably surprised why I waited so long to have children.
What about for you, Carolyn? We couldn't see everything about you, but if your 16-year-old self could look forward and see you.
I wish I would have shown pictures of my children, which I do not. So my 16-year-old self would have just wanted more. And I would have been really excited to find out that I became an author because I was a huge reader when I was a teenager. And I would have been excited to find out I lived in New York City. And I just would have wanted more pictures because Emma just wants to see more and more and more about her life. And I'm probably that person.
Any disappointments your 16-year-old self might find there?
Why was I not using a curling iron anymore? What happened to my hair? Why wasn't I using blue eyeliner? I think those would have been the two.
And shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads. What happened to my silk blazers? You know, the fashion really would have thrown me.
Well, as adults, we often think about what we could go back and tell our younger selves. But in this book, it's really the younger selves making decisions for the future selves or trying to tinker with that, which is kind of scary. Why did you want to explore that?
Yeah, it is very important to think about your future and what kind of a career you want and the relationships you want to have. But at the same time, you can obsess about the future, which is what our characters start doing in the book. They really obsess way too much about the future. And so it was important to have them start to realize it's also important to make sure you enjoy your life now and that making the right decisions now is the best way to make sure you have a future that you're proud of.
And also, I'll add to that, I've always thought about this thing that my dad told me when I was a teenager. He said to me, Carolyn, do you realize that your future husband is out there in the world somewhere just living his life? And I said to Jay, what if when I was a teenager, I could have seen who that future husband turned out to be? How would that have affected the course of my life? And that was really how the idea came together, is we said, how would you change how you live if you could know who your future spouse is? For instance, Josh, in The Future of Us, finds out in 15 years he'll be married to the most beautiful girl in school, and he's going to be rich, and he's going to live in this house on a lake and have boats. And 16-year-old Josh goes to school the next morning after finding this out and sees this girl who is so far out of his league right now. And of course, it affects every moment after that, knowing that one day she's going to be his wife.
On the last page of the book, you list several people you both want to thank. And the last one is Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook. But I don't know that your characters would actually thank him. What do you think? Do you think in the end they were happy they found out who they were in the future and tried to change it?
I definitely think they were happy because it was a journey. I mean, the week that this book takes place, the week that they have access to Facebook 15 years in the future, is a journey for them. We don't know how they'll end up because by the end, I won't give away the ending, but it was an important week and they saw a lot about themselves in the future, which made them really look at themselves in the present and think about how they're living.
And they go through a lot in that week, both of the characters, some good things and some bad things. But I don't think either of them would want to go back to the beginning of the week and do it over without Facebook because, like in most books, they do grow. And I think they become better people by the end of the book. And I don't think they would want to give that journey up.
They'd be grateful to Mark, don't you think, Jay?
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, he added a lot to their lives.
And to all of ours. Jay Asher and Carolyn Mackler are the authors of the new book, The Future of Us, which gives us a whole new reason to think twice before we post something on Facebook. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sweet like I'm dead to my soul. Sweet you rock and sweet you roll. Lost for you, I'm so lost for you. Oh, when you come crash into me, and I come into you.
And you can follow me on Facebook. I have nothing to hide. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Monica Brady Myroff. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.